Continuing our conversation now on a Monday. Thank you for being here. I am interested in what you think. I'm interested in what you believe. I am interested in what you believe, and I want to know where you're from and what you believe and why. Go to stevegruber.com, drop me a note. What is it you believe truly? What are the undeniable truths in your life? Things that you know are valid without question. I suggest you write them down. You write down the things that you truly believe. Because in this world today, it seems we're off balance all the time. This message and that message and from your phone and your computer and then the television and the movies and what you believe is wrong and you're a racist and you're a bad individual and America's terrible and all that. Stop. Stop the noise. Stop the noise and write down, make a list for yourself. What is it you believe? Take an accounting of who you are. Because if you're better grounded, if you understand who you are, you're better able to defend this great nation of ours. If you're wobbly and off balance because you're not sure, how do you explain yourself to somebody else? Let me give you some more examples of things that I believe. I believe the war on police is real and getting worse. And I believe if you take the power from the police and eliminate law and order, America becomes much easier for the taking. I believe our veterans deserve far better. But I don't believe just because you served in the military, you're a hero. Let that sink in for just a moment. I think devices are the devil in disguise. That I truly believe. Maybe more strongly than some of the others, but I believe all of these things. But the devices, the thing where you can be tempted all day long to be distracted from your kids, your family, or gamble, or porn, or whatever comes up on your device. The ability to be distracted from the world around you, because I believe we need more fathers. That I certainly believe. We need more nuclear families. When I look at this 13-year-old and this 15-year-old carjacking a man in Washington, D.C., that ends with his death on the sidewalk moments later, I find it hard to believe they came from a good family or a family that was intact. It makes me believe the way they were raised was wrong. I believe that communism kills the soul. It has to. It can't function without it. I believe that communism kills the soul, and socialism is but one step from communism. When it comes to the environment, I do believe that climate change is real. Global warming is real, but I also believe it was greatly exaggerated for political gain. And it's used over and over again to advance politics. Not good stewardship of the environment. Pollution is the biggest threat to our planet. I know that. And habitat destruction destroys more species than anything else. Habitat destruction, not climate change. Not anything. When you bulldoze the place where the creatures live, or burn down the forest, or build a subdivision, that has the biggest impact on species and the variety of species on the planet. It's an absolute truth. I believe that abortion is wrong, but I would never want to be in the position to have to make that decision. Difficult place to be. I believe most people are honest. Most people are good. Maybe that's why I get in trouble sometimes. I trust people. If you're the only honest guy at a poker game, it's a bad place to be. If you're the only honest person sitting at the poker table, You're in a bit of peril there. I don't believe you're entitled to anything. I don't believe you are entitled to anything. You're entitled to work for things. But to have it handed to you? No. You're not entitled to anything. Work ethic is the biggest loss of the last half century. Work ethic defined this nation. But today, 60% of us are overweight or obese. 60%. Fat and happy? Something like that. Fat and unhappy? More accurate. I believe that you have to take an assessment of who you are on occasion to determine where you're going. And right now, I think we all need to do that to determine where this nation is going. Who are we as a people? What will bring us together? Is it even possible anymore? I'm an eternal optimist. I believe it is possible to bring America together. But we don't do it by attacking our police officers or tearing down statues. We find the things that unite us. Not lighting fires and burning the place down. I believe the American people are the greatest source of hope in the world, besides God. But the greatest source of hope in the world has been America for a century, maybe longer. We still have a chance to make it right. That I believe. Drop me a line. Tell me what you think. SteveGruber.com. This conversation will continue. Quick break.